The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter Number 5, Texts Number 23 and 24, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on June 17th, 2010, in Auckland, New Zealand.
So today we are greatly fortunate to be blessed by the special mercy of Prahlad Maharaj in this wonderful key verse. I understand it's already been studied yesterday in the Shravanam. So today we will go to the second of the Navavidha Bhakti, the second item, which is Kirtanam. Om, this is 7, 5, 23 and 24. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyamatma Nivedanam Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno Smaranam Parasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Takyam Atma Nivedanam. Iti Pungsharpita Vishno Bhaktaschen Navalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavat Yadhatan Mani Ditamuttamam. Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming His servant, considering the Lord as one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto Him, in other words, serving Him with the body, mind, and words, these nine processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these nine methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. So today we will go to the purport, the second of the nine items, Kirtanam. Kirtanam. The hearing of the holy name has been described above. Now let us try to understand the chanting of the holy name, which is the second item in the consecutive order. It is recommended that such chanting should be performed very loudly. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni says that without shame he began traveling all over the world chanting the holy name of the Lord. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya has advised, Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. A devotee can very peacefully chant the holy name of the Lord by behaving more humbly than the grass, being tolerant like a tree and offering respects to everyone without expecting honor from anyone else. Such qualifications make it easier to chant the holy name of the Lord. The process of transcendental chanting can be easily performed by anyone, even if one is physically unfit, classified lower than others, devoid of material qualifications, or not at all elevated in terms of pious activities. The chanting of the holy name is beneficial. An aristocratic birth, an advanced education, beautiful bodily features, wealth, and similar results of pious activities are all unnecessary for advancement in spiritual life, for one can very easily advance simply by chanting the holy name. It is understood from the authoritative source of Vedic literature that especially in this age, Kali Yuga, People are generally short-living, extremely bad in their habits, and inclined to accept methods of devotional service that are not bona fide. Moreover, they are always disturbed by material conditions, and they are mostly unfortunate. Under the circumstances of the performance of other processes such as yajna, dana, tapa, and kriya, sacrifices, charities, and so on are not at all possible. Therefore, it is recommended, Haranama, 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 Yuva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Yigatiranyata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting of the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one advances perfectly in spiritual life. This is the best process for success in life. In other ages, the chanting of the holy name is equally powerful, but especially in this age, Kali Yuga, it is most powerful. Kirtanam eva krishnasya mukta sangha parang vrajet. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one is liberated and returns home back to Godhead. Therefore, even if one is able to perform other processes of devotional service, one must adopt the chanting of the holy name as the principal method of advancing in spiritual life. Yagyayusan kirtana prayair yajanti hi sumedasa. Those who are very sharp in their intelligence should adopt this process of chanting the holy names of the Lord. One should not, however, manufacture different types of chanting. One should adhere seriously to the chanting of the holy names as recommended in the scriptures. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. While chanting of the holy names of the Lord, one should be careful to avoid 10 offenses. From Sanat Kumara, it is understood that even if a person is a severe offender in many ways, he is freed from offensive life if he takes shelter of the Lord's holy name. Indeed, even if a human being is no better than a two-legged animal, he will be liberated if he takes shelter in the holy name of the Lord. One should therefore be very careful not to commit offenses at the lotus feet of the Lord's holy name. The offenses are described as follows. A. To blaspheme a devotee, especially a devotee engaged in broadcasting the glories of the holy name. B. To consider the name of Lord Shiva or any other demigod to be equally as powerful as the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one is equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nor is anyone superior to him. C. To disobey the instructions of the spiritual master. D. To blaspheme the Vedic literatures and literatures compiled in pursuance of the Vedic literatures. E. To comment that the glories of the holy name are exaggerated. F. To interpret the holy name in a deviant way. G. To commit sinful activities in the sanctity of chanting the holy name. H. To compare the chanting of the holy name to pious activities. I. To instruct the glories of a holy name to a person who has no understanding of the chanting of the holy name. J. Not to awaken in transcendental attachment for the chanting of the holy name, even after hearing all these scriptural injunctions. There is no way to atone for any of these offenses. It is therefore recommended that an offender at the lotus feet of the holy name continue to chant the holy name 24 hours daily. Constant chanting of the holy name will make one free of offenses, and then he will gradually be elevated to the transcendental platform of which he can chant the pure holy name and thus become a lover of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is recommended that even if one commits offenses, one should continue chanting the holy name. In other words, the chanting of the holy name makes one offenseless. In the book Namakamadi, it is recommended that if one is an offender at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, he should submit to the Vaishnava and be excused. Similarly, if one is an offender in chanting the holy name, he should submit to the holy name and thus be freed from his offenses. In this connection, there is the following statement spoken by Daksha to Lord Shiva. I did not know the glories of your personality, and therefore I committed offense at your lotus feet in the open assembly. You were so kind, however, that you did not accept my offense. Instead, when I was falling down because of accusing you, you saved me by your merciful glance. You are the most great. Kindly excuse me and be satisfied with your own exalted qualities. One should be very humble and meek to offer one's desires and chant prayers composed in glorification of the holy name, such as I Mukta Kulayar Upashumanam and Navritta Tarshar Upagiyamanad. One should chant such prayers to become free from offenses at the lotus feet of the holy name. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vidam Stam Sajivam Sajaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. What's the problem? Lord Chaitanya has described what the problem is. Even though Krishna has invested all of his potencies in these thousands and millions, unlimited billions, trillions, and zillions of names, what is our position? We are not attracted to them. Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame that we are not attracted to the holy name? This is why we have to beg the mercy at the great acharyas, and somehow we can develop a taste in the name. Rupa Goswami has very wonderfully explained the inconceivable unlimited nectar which is available in these two syllables, Krishna. He's very wonderfully explained. What is that verse? Let's see. How does that begin? Huh? Say the first word loudly. Tunde. Yeah, that's Tunde Tandavali Riteng Vitanute Tundavali Lamdeye Karna Karoda Kadambani Katayate Kunar Budhe Braspriham Cheta prangana sangani vijayate savendriyanam kritim. No jane janita kiyad biramita krishne tivarnadvai. So wonderfully he is described. He says, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables, Krishna, have produced. He says, because when I utter this name, Krishna, it dances in my mouth. And when it's dancing like that in my mouth, then I want to have millions of mouths. And then when it enters my ears, I want to have millions and billions of ears. And when it's dancing in the courtyard of my heart, then my mind becomes completely conquered. And I'm just stunned in a state of wonder. So someone may wonder, what is he talking about? Millions of mouths, and millions and billions of ears. What is he talking about? What's the point? Well, I'll show you what the understanding is. Let's say you did some very meritorious service and the devotees decided to reward you. They wanted to show their appreciation for your meritorious service. So they said, okay, we want to bring you to the temple room. We have a special gift for you. And they bring you into the temple room. And you're amazed because the temple room is filled up with 10 million glove jamans, all the way from the floor to the ceiling, completely packed with 10 million glove jamans. They say, Prabhu, and go ahead, enjoy yourself. Say, well, you know, I really like glove jamans, but I don't think I can handle 10 million. I think I would be sick after about the 10th one, maybe. Maybe the youngsters sometimes would go up to 100, but you know. Anyway, I don't think I can handle 10 million glove jamans. So how can I possibly enjoy them? But if you can give me a special boon, you can give me 10 million mouths and 10 million bellies, then I can enjoy those 10 million glove jamans. No problem, you see. So in this way, you see, Rupa Goswami is saying, what can I... There's so much nectar in the holy name, you know, enough to completely fill up the universe and break through the universal coverings. I mean, there's just so much nectar there. What can I do with one little tiny mouth and two little tiny ears? I mean, how much can I really get of that nectar? Practically nothing. You know, I can practically just a little teeny weeny smidgen of that unlimited nectar can I possibly taste with my one mouth and my two ears. Therefore, he is hankering, oh, I just got to have millions and billions of mouths and ears so I can start to get a little of this nectar which is available. In what? Those two syllables, Krishna. So how many times did we say Krishna and just take it for granted, like it's some mechanical thing I have to get over with because, you know, I want to go to sleep and I haven't finished my rounds yet, and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know, how many times did we do like that, you see? We minimize the value of the holy name. So, we have to take special mercy from Srila Prabhupada and Prahlad Maharaj to actually enter into Nama Ras, because actually that is the only safe position in this material world. If we don't have a taste for the holy name, what will our taste be? If we don't have a taste for the holy name, what will our taste be? My tune, sex life, you see. So, it's either prema or kama, really. It boils down to them. Prema or kama. If we don't have a taste for the holy name, we're going to have a taste for sex life. And if we have a taste for sex life, then what is our next life? Well, you know, we'll be stuck again in this material existence, suffering birth and death, old age and disease, bhava rog, karma chakra, up and down, up around and around, and not so merry-go-round of this material existence. So the best thing then is to give up this kama ras and come to the prema ras through nama ras, you see. So that means we should chant the holy names in a very meditative way. Just like previously the yogis, you know, where they would sit down in the lotus posture and they would go deep into this meditation, deep, deep, deep into meditation. Just like we see when Kariksha Maharaj came, that sage was in such a deep meditation, he didn't even realize the king was present, you see. So we have to actually learn how to deeply meditate on the holy name, not just kind of, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, just utter on the lips. We have to take that name on the lip and then deep into the heart and go deep, deep, deep in the name. Because the deeper you go, the higher you fly. This is actually the airline of choice. I'm flying many different airlines nowadays in my around the world preaching tours, and they're all very low class. But this airline, Hare Krishna Airlines, you see, is very good airlines. There's no terrorist attacks, no bird crashes, nothing. This is the perfect airline. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. There's no flight attendant strikes or captain strikes or anything like that. It's the perfect airline. Fly Hare Krishna, we'll get you there on time. So we encourage everyone to get your ticket on Hare Krishna Airlines. They're not really very expensive, but there is one price you have to pay, and that is Shraddha. You have to have faith. If you don't put your faith in the name, you're not going to get off the runway. You can chant for as long as you want, but you're going to keep going down that runway of birth, death, old age, and disease. But if you chant with faith, then you'll feel how you're lifting off. You'll feel how by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, you're entering into another dimension beyond time and space, beyond birth, death, old age, and disease. You're actually entering into the eternal existence, into immortality. That's a fact. If you can dive deeply into the names, you will actually feel how, by the power of the name, you are entering into immortality. Even while you're sitting in your material body, you can enter into immortality. That's an amazing thing. In other words, you don't have to wait till your body dies before you can enter the spiritual existence. You can enter it right now. And the proof is Biva Mangala Thakur in Vrindavan. He was actually entering into Krishna's pastimes in his spiritual body, while his gross body was sitting there in Braj. So, in this way, we don't really have to go anywhere. All we have to do is take shelter of the name, and then we'll achieve the ultimate destination. It's not really difficult. It just requires focusing. It requires having complete faith in the name and completely focusing on the name. It's our only shelter. Understanding everything else will sooner or later fail me. So let me now just become very serious about taking complete shelter of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Golokera Prema Dhana, Hari Nama Sankirtana. These holy names have been, they are imported from the spiritual sky here into this material world. Somehow they got through customs. And here they are. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Narottam Das Thakur is lamenting them. And I know the song in English, he says, although I've come to this human form, my Lord, I've spent my life uselessly. I did not care for Radha and Krishna, so I swallow poison foolishly. Hare Krishna comes straight from Krishna Loka. But with chanting, I have no connection. Day and night, I'm burning in this dark world. Without working to make the correction, Lord Krishna comes as Sachi's son. Balaram descends as Nitai. By chanting the wretched have all been saved, including Jagai and Madai. Oh, my Lord, O son of King Nanda, together with Vrishabhanu's daughter, I've got no shelter but Radha and Krishna. Humbly praise Narottam Das Thakur. So Narottam is lamenting that even though these names have descended from Galore, I've got no teeth. I'm burning in this dark world. I'm not working to make the correction. You see? So we have to see how that is our position. And we have to rectify that position. Because if we don't work to make the correction, then we remain lost, going in the wrong direction. You understand? If we don't work to make the correction, we are lost, going in the wrong direction. That's a fact. So we have to be very serious. How to rectify that mentality of running after material sense gratification and become very, very serious to become pure devotees, as we described in our pure devotional service seminar in December, or January, yeah, last January. We have to become very serious about pure bhakti, shuddha bhakti. If we're not trying to develop shuddha bhakti or pure devotional service, then we're just basically spinning our wheels. We're not really going anywhere in Krishna consciousness. So the name is the key. How to become a pure devotee, the name. And it's also the key of how to bless the fallen souls of this Kali Yuga with the true happiness of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. The chanting of the name is the cure for our own hearts and cure for all the anomalies of the world society. So how much serious then we have to be about this chanting? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Yes. And you may have to come and tell me in my ear, though, because my hearing's pretty bad. Why don't you come tell me in my ear? probably won't be able to hear you.
Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtan is the treasure of divine love has descended as the congregational chanting. I notice it doesn't say is descended as japa. Could you say something about the difference between congregational, the treasure of divine love, mm-hmm. being the congregational, mm-hmm. rather mm-hmm. than just you mm-hmm. chanting it mm-hmm. yourself?
So, what is the difference then between the shloka is saying, the song of Narottam is Golokera Premadana Hadi Nama Sankirtana. Now, what about when it's not Sankirtan, it's just one person chanting alone, japa? What is that difference? Well, the interesting thing to note in this connection is the statement of Srila Prabhupada given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita purport, in which he states that a person who chants the holy name without offense. And this is an amazing statement. I mean, it's every time I repeat it, I'm just completely awed by this statement. Prabhupada says that a person who chants the holy name of the Lord without any offense becomes Jagad Guru. And under his influence, the entire world will take up Krishna consciousness. So, the point is, the holy name is so powerful that even if you're chanting it all by yourself, you've got a spiritual revolution right there in your bead bag, Prabhu. You got a spiritual, Mataji, you have a spiritual revolution right there in your bead bag. Because you can impact the entire universe to take up Krishna consciousness. To whatever degree you are chanting the name free of offense, to that degree you are empowered to awaken the Krishna consciousness of the entire universe. So we're not only chanting for our japa, for our benefit, but for everyone's benefit. And then just imagine we go out on Harinam. If we're chanting purely the holy name in our beads, and we go out on the streets and the parks, etc., and chant there, just imagine how much more powerful that becomes. So it's not that individual chanting is powerless. No, individual chanting has full power. But it becomes even more powerful when there's congregational chanting. Don't think that individual chanting is just has no potency to awaken the fallen souls to Krishna consciousness. Even your individual japa can awaken the full consciousness of the whole universe if you to the extent that you're pure. Okay? Okay, now everybody's got your spiritual revolutions and your bead bags. Let's do it. Let's revolutionize this planet, starting with good japa. You see? That's the foundation. Good japa is the foundation. It's interesting, our vow, we take initiation. We don't vow to Grihayanam Sankirtan, we take our initiation. We vow to chant 16 rounds on the beads. That's our vow. So even the Harinam is all important. We don't actually vow it at the time of initiation. Directly vow it. Of course, indirectly we vow it. Because the third offense against the holy name is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. And he orders us to go on Harinam also. So it's included within, Harinam is included within japa, actually. Harinam Sankirtan is included within our vow to chant 16 rounds, because if we vow to chant 16 rounds without offense, if we chant only japa, we don't go on Harinam, then that's Namapra. So to make your chanting on the japa perfect, then Harinam Sankirtan is also required. And we do Sankirtan here in the temple, of course, coming together, and it's even more powerful if we take it out on the streets. Because then we get the special mercy of Lord Nityananda. We take it out of the public. And we all know there's no mercy more powerful than the mercy of Lord Nityananda. He's more merciful than Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, kill those rascals. Lord Nityananda, spare them, my Lord. If you kill them, you got to kill all these Kali Yugites. Spare them. So this is very, if we go on Harinam Sankirtan, we get the very special blessings of Lord Nityananda. And he's so powerful that even the most miserable person, you see, even the most miserable, burned out person, you see, can become completely blissful. Therefore, Haras Narottam pray. Ha ha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Balokana Kodo Ami Bado Dukhi. My dear Lord Nityananda, I see that you are full of spiritual bliss. It's like unlimited oceans of spiritual bliss emanating from you at every minute. But I am completely miserable. In spite of taking up Krishna consciousness, I just haven't gotten it together. I'm just completely miserable, my Lord. So you kindly cast your glance of mercy upon me, Lord Nityananda, so that I can also be blissing out at every minute. So do you want to be blissed out or burned out? We have a choice. Blissed out or burned out. If we take that mercy of Lord Nityananda, we can be completely blissed out 24 hours a day in all times, all places, and all circumstances. Anyway, any other question? Everyone satisfied now? Ready to do your duty to revolutionize the planet? By starting with very good rounds, diving deep into Namaras, deeper, deeper, deeper into Namaras. Some people say, well, you know, I've been chanting Hare Krishna, but I'm not tasting any nectar. What am I doing wrong? Well, Prabhu, the problem is you're trying to taste the nectar. Try to give the nectar to Krishna by chanting with love. And then you will taste the nectar, you see. That's the key. Don't try to taste nectar. Try to give nectar. You see, who's the supreme enjoyer? Is it you or is it Krishna? Who's the one that's supposed to be the enjoyer? You or Krishna? So if you chant the holy name for your enjoyment, is that pure chanting? Yes and no, actually. Of course, you can chant it for your own enjoyment, but you have to know how the way to do that, and that's by doing it for Krishna's enjoyment. And then you get your enjoyment. So it's not wrong. Prabhupada says, chant and be happy. It's not wrong to chant for your enjoyment, but you have to know the technique of how to chant for your enjoyment, and that is by chanting for the enjoyment of Krishna. So one will chant for Krishna's enjoyment. Let me chant in such a way that Krishna will be so happy to hear the way I'm chanting his names, you see. In this way, if you will chant, chant to enchant the supreme enchanter. If you can enchant Krishna by your chanting, you will taste the nectar, unlimited nectar. So that's the key. And just try to please Krishna by the way that you chant, and you'll taste unlimited nectar in the holy name. So, okay, we'll go ahead and stop here. We thank everyone very much for their participation in this Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Prabhupada is very pleased to see that all of you here are serving him with full sincerity, enthusiasm, and determination. And we're very happy to come here to get the mercy of your divine Sangha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Rantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.